This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, that's right. It's your boy Anthony Gallo. 1 week off, but I'm back just in time for the Knicks taking on Boston. You know, it's been probably 3 years that I've wanted this matchup, and we are finally here, the Eastern Conference second round. I wanted it in the past in the Eastern Conference Finals, but we get it this week, Monday night, and I am fired up. And I got to be honest, why not the Knicks? I'm so sick of everyone telling us why we can't do it, why this team can't get it done, how this city of hopeful fans, boisterous New Yorkers, has turned into cowards. But I'm here to tell you, and we'll get to that in a bit, because the vibes are not immaculate. I'm not feeling it from the Knicks fans right now. But I'm here to tell you why this team can win. I'm not going to guarantee you a victory, but it is not the mismatch that everyone seems to make it. And before we get into the actual nitty-gritty of this, before every team's got to get past that one team, Boston had to get past Miami. And no, it was not the Miami Heat of the past with LeBron or the Miami Heat of Wade and Shaq. But they had to get past Miami. In the early 2000s, my guy Nico, probably a little too young for this, the Mavs had to get past the Spurs. I know my Nets fans remember, they dominated the Pistons until they didn't. So why can't this be the turning of the tide? The Mets had to prove they could beat the Braves in a big spot, and you know what they did? They did it last year. So why can't this team do it? And I know that it seems like the Celtics blew by the Magic in the first round, which, you know, all intents and purposes they did. But that Magic team laid the blueprint for how to beat this Celtics team. Yes, they're a star-studded team. They're very deep. They're well-coached. They shoot the three more and better than anyone in the league. But that Magic team gave this Knicks, Tom Thibodeau better be watching the game film and what that Magic team did. Yes, an overall better defensive team than the Knicks, but nowhere close to the caliber or talent that the Knicks have. But instead of, I thought it was interesting, and forgive me for forgetting his name, but the Magic head coach, I think it was after game 3 or 4, whichever one they won, but every game but one was close. The Magic head coach came out and discussed what their plan was, and it wasn't to stop JB, it wasn't to stop Jason Tatum, it was to slow down those killer role players. Sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard. Ultimate glue guy, Derek White. Al Horford. At times, Kristaps Porzingis. And it wasn't even to stop Porzingis. It was to slow him down and put him in situations where he could not do the damage. They close out on their three-point defense stronger than anyone in the league. The Knicks' three-point defense, although not great, not as bad as everyone makes it out to be. So right there, right off the back, two things to do. Stop the role players, hinder that Celtics secondary run, secondary offense. Close out strong. If Tibbs is the coach that he's supposed to be, this guy that everyone is enamored with defensively, he can coach these guys up to close out strong, to play better three-point defense. And I got to be honest, after watching the Knicks play the Pistons, everyone could tell you what they did wrong. There was a lot of things I saw them do right. And in those last two games, you could honestly say the last three games, OG Adeniyi, Josh Hart, and Mikal Bridges showed you why this team could still play defense. Yes, at times it wasn't pretty, but when they needed stops in all three of those games, they got them. Game five, the Knicks could have won that game. And a lot of it was on the backs of their defense. That was probably their worst offensive performance of the year. And I was telling myself, if they close the series out in five, this would be very refreshing because they finally won a game off the backs of their defense. The Magic attacked the rim. They put the Celtics in precarious situations. Foul trouble. They did not shoot well from three, the Magic. And they kept these games close. And that's not the goal. The goal is not to keep these games close. But what I'm trying to tell you is, the Knicks are an elite team. They may not have shown in the regular season, a regular season that most people tell you doesn't matter, the NBA regular season. They may not have showed you in the regular season that they can beat the Thunder, Celtics, or Cavs. But they are one of the best teams in the league. So yes, the goal is not to keep it close like the Magic. But the thought is, where the Magic stink offensively, the Knicks make up for that. And if they can replicate what that Magic team did on defense, they can compete and win this series. They have to play physical. They just went through a physical matchup. They have to continue that mindset and continue to not be fazed by the physicality. At times, this Knicks team looks shaky when another team is making a run. But at no point did I feel in this series the Knicks were getting out-muscled, out-toughed. I never felt like the fake bad boy persona of the Pistons was affecting the Knicks. At times, it felt like the crowd might have affected the Knicks and that their own inability to get themselves out of a rut, which might have more to do with the coach, which we'll get to later. They have to continue that physical mindset, and they have to be able to slow the game down. Yes, this Knicks team can run. They can score in bunches. But outside of that last possession where the great Jalen Brunson, future mayor of New York, hits that big shot, they have yet to really show you in the postseason. Actually, this year, because in the past, we've seen it, that they can play a half-court game. If they could do these five things, they could beat the Celtics. And none of these five things are a tall ask. Stopping role players is not asking a lot. Closing out strong, because that's what three-point defense is. It's closing out strong. Attacking the rim, which this team does well. And playing physical defense and slowing the game down. You know, muddying the waters, as some would say. Cat needs to show up. Cat needs to show up like he did in game four. Cat needs to show up like he did at times in game five. He cannot just disappear like he did in game six. You know, I was trying to explain to my girlfriend, spoiler alert, she's a Celtics fan, and we will get to that later as well. There is a war in my house brewing. Our newly moved into apartment could burn down at any moment. But trying to explain to her why Kat is called soft while trying to defend him, and she goes through the maturation of that game, and by the end of the game, she's like, this guy stinks, get him off the court. We don't want that. And not for nothing. This Celtics team is great. They did not finish with the best record in the NBA. Outside of Kristaps Porzingis, they were fairly healthy the whole year. And they played their best basketball when Jaylen Brown was hurt. That's not a knock on Jaylen Brown, just a fact of the matter. Jaylen Brown is battling a knee injury. Drew Holiday is battling a bad hammy. Those are not things you just get over. And no, we cannot bank on injury. Jaylen Brown was great in that first round, but he was not the superstar that we know him to be. This is not an impossible task. And the number to call is always 888-808-1019. This is not an impossible task. This Knicks team can win this series. And it is a lot closer than you make it to be. Why not the Knicks? Why all of a sudden can a team overcome something? I'm a Mets fan. Nico's a Mets fan. Most of us thought we were beating the Dodgers. And we got the doors blown off us. Yes, it went to six games, but in those four losses, they were never close. I was at game three. It was over before it started. That Ohtani home run still hasn't landed. This is why we get into this industry. This is why we love sports. If it was just chalk all the time, we wouldn't be into it. It would be the worst soap opera ever. And for a city of rowdy people, confident people, arrogant people, the second the Knicks win that game, I got to hear people tell me it doesn't matter because they're going to lose the Celtics. Get lost. The roadmap has been laid. The Orlando Magic showed you what you can do. And that is a bad basketball team. Yes, they made the playoffs, but they are still a bad basketball team. This Knicks team is not a bad basketball team. The fan base might tell you it is. Everybody might tell you it is. I've never heard of a bad basketball team that won 50 games, finished third in their conference, had one of the best offenses in the league, maybe the best in franchise history. And this is somehow an impossible task. Monday night, I'm going to be fired up. No, I'm not saying the Knicks are favored. And it will be easy. We've seen a lot of crazier things happen in sports than this. Yankee fans that are Knicks fans, you watched your team blow a 3-0 lead, and this is not a shot at you. But you don't think Boston fans felt like the world was against them? There was nothing they could do? Any given Sunday, I know it's a cliche, anything could happen. And this is not just blind faith. And when we talk about the Knicks defense, I think a little bit, they are not a great defensive team. They are not a bad defensive team. That is where they are middle of the road. The Detroit Pistons, we heard about how great defensively they are. When it comes to defensive rating, they're like 0.8 better than the Knicks. They sit 10th, the Knicks sit 13th. The gap is not that wide. The Cleveland Cavaliers are not that much defensively better than the Knicks. So if you're going to call up tonight and tell me this Knicks team does not play good defense, it's not true. They may not play the defense that you're nostalgic about. They may not play the perceived defense that they played last year. They were called soft. Everyone told us going into the first round, this team's soft. The Pistons are too tough for them. The bad boy Pistons are back. Got to be honest, the Knicks bullied the Pistons. They did not lose the toughness battle. At times, they were losing the basketball game, not the toughness battle that everyone seems to put a lot of money on. You know who won the toughest battle every week? The 90s Knicks. You know how many titles they have to show for it? Zero. That's not a knock on them. But it's to just show how delusional so many of you could be. If the Knicks were so tough last year, how did they blow a 2-0 lead to the Pacers? Tyrese Halliburton's dad. And I don't want to hear about the injuries. And you know what? For good reason. Because if the Knicks do win this series, I don't want to hear from Celtics fans about injuries. This is not impossible. Again, every team has to get past that team they can't get past. We could run down every sport. In basketball, it happens a lot. The Warriors had to get past the Thunder, you know, early on in Steph Curry's career. The Nuggets had to get past the Warriors to win a title. The Celtics, my guy Cat, part of the great WFAN digital team, being the Miami Heat hater that I am, every year I had to hear about how this guy was afraid to play Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. And eventually, they got past him. And it wasn't pretty, but they got past him. The Mavs, the Dirk Nowitzki Mavs, never could beat the Spurs until they did. That Larry Brown, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace Pistons team, we forget, struggled with that Jason Kidd's Nets team until they did it. Also, another thing too, we're a year removed from everyone saying Jason Tatum can't get it done. The Celtics are not true title contenders. And then they flip the script. And this Knicks team can do just that. And I know you're like, oh, what, the Magic lost in five. It's not about the results in this matter. It's about what they did to make the Celtics struggle. I have a pulled up here. Game one. Yes, they lost by 17. The game was close going into the fourth quarter. They were able to stick with the Celtics. Lost by 9 in game two. Forced the Celtics to shoot 32% from the field. For this Celtics, or from three. For this Celtics team, that's a big deal. The Knicks are not going to win a high-scoring game against this Celtics team. They are going to have to play a dirty, muddied defensive battle. And no, this is not the 90s. We're not getting under 100 points every game. But that does not mean the defense has not been played. You know, don't listen to your dad when he talks about the NBA. Also, ask him about the defense in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. How vaunted it really was. Of course the 90s, the defense was great. Nobody could score. But this Magic team was not a good team. Offensively, they were a one-man show. So why can't the Knicks replicate what they did defensively while being the offensive juggernaut that they are? And I'm not going to bank on Cat being Cat that he was in game six. And to an extent, that kind of benefited the Knicks with him off the floor. That's not great for me to say. But this is the same guy who locked up Nikola Jokic a year ago in the second round. Played one of the best playoff series of his career. He has not been a good playoff player. No, I understand that. It's not tough for me to see him, though, giving us 25-30 a night in this series. Mitchell Robinson's fully healthy. He drastically affected that Pistons series. OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges are playing great defensively. Josh Hart, great defensively. I think it's very underrated, the series that Mikal Bridges had. I think Knicks fans were always just chomping at the bit to rip this guy. He was very good. This Knicks team just went through another grueling playoff series. And we minimize, for the Knicks fan, which is a good thing that we could be at this point finally, we minimize how important it is to win a playoff series. This is a battle-tested team. Yes, when they beat the Cavs a few years ago, that didn't feel like a test. They went through a test with the Sixers last year. They played a hard-fought series against the Pacers, ultimately choking it away. They just played a physical battle and overcame it. Not playing their best basketball, but overcame it in the first round. Yes, it's the bare minimum, but they still did it. You don't think that builds confidence? And sorry if I feel that when we have a guy like Jalen Brunson, that anything is possible. This team is not built like the Celtics, but it does not mean they are lacking like some of you make them to be. It's going to take a full team effort. It's going to be the same thing for the Celtics too. Again, before we get the break, and the number to call is always 888-808-1019. The Magic did five things that I thought were interesting. That if the Knicks can do this, and these are not just new things. These are things that I've seen in the past. When the Miami Heat took care of business 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in those two series, and almost did it last year, or 2 years, the year with the putback, I forget, when Derek White had the crazy putback. There were things done that this Celtics team, they do not have weaknesses, but you could create weaknesses. They have to stop their role players. You know that Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and at times Kristaps Porzingis are going to get theirs. You know, in the first round, Tatum had 31 a game. Jaylen Brown, 23. Porzingis only averaged 12. They shoot nearly 53s a game. You have to close out strong. Play good, strong perimeter defense. Attack the rim. Force them to stop you. Put them in foul trouble. Continue to play physical defense like we saw last year and like we saw in the Pistons series. Continue to do that. And slow the game down. Muddy the waters. Do not try to go out there and outshoot this team who shot 53s a game, who were like third in the league in three-point percentage. And again, we talk about this Knicks defense like it is terrible. Yes, they are fifth in opponent three-point percentage. They're also fifth in the least amount of 3 points given up. So that percentage might be high. That does not mean that they're going to get picked apart. They gave up 0.2 more three-pointers a game than the Boston Celtics. But we do not hear these concerns about the Boston Celtics. Their defensive rating, your all-encompassing defensive rating, they sit middle of the road. But they also sit by teams that some of you claim to be great defensive teams. Offensively, they're one of the best teams in the league. And that number took a little bit of the dip. Brunson being hurt, OG being hurt at times. They can compete with this Celtics team. And I think they're going to shock a lot of people.